more win than his mentor, his coach, and Hall of Fame predecessor of Jack Dillon.
Coach Shelke did it in 233 games. He's 158-75, a .678 winning percentage. And if that's not enough to impress you, he got to that win total in 8 games less than Coach Dillon did. So Coach Shelke, in my opinion, on his way to a Hall of Fame a bit as well.
We have seen Harbor Beach with a win a state championship in 2012, make it to the semifinals in 2007, 2013, of course 2012 in there as well, in 2014, and make it to the finals way back in 1991 with, that would be Jack Dillon. A number of strong quarterbacks have gone through the system in a town that takes football very seriously. This year under center and in shotgun would be the junior play caller of Michael Anderson, making his 10th start of his career tonight.
Michael Anderson is a nice-sized quarterback. He's 6 foot, 160 pounds. First time around against Ubley, he had 19 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. They want to win. He's going to have to do more of the same today. He only attempted one pass against Saginaw Nivelle. It was a 49-yard touchdown pass. So keep an eye on that tonight. That could be the difference for the Pirates against Sandusky and Lakers earlier in the year. He had 11 carries in each of those games.
Harbor Beach boasts one of the most versatile offenses in the area in the past decade or so. The Pirates have successfully implemented the spread offense. However, Harbor Beach has primarily gone back to their roots this season, with a lot of their production coming out of the full house T formation. That's because of the strong backs in the backfield, including Devin Puff, Devin Finkel, and Ethan Hessling.
This backfield starts with the Devons. Devin Puff, the junior running back, he is the workhorse. He is the most physical back that this team has. He is a kid that takes 2-3 guys to bring down. He just refuses to go down. He's had a great season this year. Against Novelli, he had 14 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Against Ubley last time, 26 carries, 192 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Devin Finkel is the senior leading running back, change of pace guy. He's the speedy, shifty running back that you like to see against Novelli. He had 9 carries, 41 yards, identical stats against Ubley if you throw in a touchdown. And the guy that doesn't get a lot of love is Ethan Hessling, a guy they really like in the future, gets quite a few carries. Matter of fact, he had 15 carries last week against Novelle and a touchdown.
Defensively, it's almost like the tale of two seasons this year for Harbor Beach. Through the first 6 weeks of the season, the Pirates were allowing 17.3 points per game. But then in week number 7, Harbor Beach turned up the heat, as the heat went down in Harbor Beach, matter of fact. In the last 4 weeks, the East Siders have allowed just 2 touchdowns in total. That's an average of just 3 points per game since October 5th.
Well, let's go in a little deeper. Let's go back to where it all started, that Lakers game. They gave up the Lakers 50 total yards is all the Lakers were able to put up on this defense. And if that doesn't impress you, Saginaw Nivelle was only able to run for 43 yards against them last week. So this defense is playing outstanding championship-style football right now.
We are just about 12 and a half minutes away from kicking off tonight's Ubley and Harbor Beach matchup. As you're listening, your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. The Backyard Brawl, Part 2 between the Ubley Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early, because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Never before in the history of F-150s have the rebates been this good. Hi, Dawn Foote here from More Motor Sales in Cairo. We have the best selection of F-150s and Super Duty trucks in three counties. If you currently have a Ford lease to turn in, you would qualify for up to $14,901 in discounts and rebates on select models. And ask one of our certified sales professionals to check for extra incentives, and you may qualify for up to $3,000 more. See me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Kiro on M81. See you soon.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The best coverage in the Thumb.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in the postseason, the Backyard Brawl Part 2, as the LB Bearcats are in Harbor Beach taking on the Pirates. In a rematch from week number 5, that resulted in an 8-point victory for the Pirates. As the crow flies, just 17 miles separate Ubley and Harbor Beach High Schools. My private vehicle is a 21.4-mile journey, taking about 23 minutes. However, this time of the year, you'll have to dodge a few deer, farm implements, and sugar beet trucks, so it might be closer to 25, depending on the traffic. In regards to school size, Ubley and Harbor Beach are the two smallest schools in the Greater Thumb Conference. There are 222 Pirates, according to the MHSAA, in high school, while Ubley has 232 Bearcats roaming the high school halls, plus 10 in favor of Ubley. These two orange and black squads have faced off with each other 65 times since 1952. Tonight would be number 66. With the exception of the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, from 1963 to 1968, Ubley and Harbor Beach have squared off every year. That's 51 straight years of the Backyard Brawl. The overall record is heavily favored in Harbor Beach, 46-19 in fact, with the Pirates taking the last three. Tonight marks just the fourth time in history that the Pirates and Bearcats have faced off multiple times in the same year. 1985 in the regular season, then the playoffs in 2007, last year, and now this year. Harbor Beach has won all three of those rematches. With a win tonight, it would mark Ubley's second district championship in 3 years. If Harbor Beach wins, it would be the first postseason hardware for the Pirates in 5 seasons. In the world of offensive production, Ubley is the second most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, Harbor Beach the fourth. The Bearcats score on average 36 points per game, the Pirates 33.5, plus 2.5 in favor of Ubley. Defensively, it's the top tier of the GTC again. Ubley has the third-best defense, giving up 16.3 points per contest. Harbor Beach, number one, at 11.6. It's plus 4.7 for Harbor Beach on defense. Statistically, overall, when adding together offense and defense, it's the Pirates by 2.2 points. Las Vegas has set their line tonight, and they're confident in that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Jim Delaney Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, load, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Harbor Beach, 8.5 points. Today is the 306th day of the year, meaning just 59 days until New Year's Eve, and just 8 days until November 10th. Dave, you have any plans for New Year's?
No, let me get past November 10th first,
okay,
then we'll talk.
All right, now we're talking. We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WNLWSports.com, especially those listening across the United States, and especially to those who have graduated from either Ubley or Harbor Beach High Schools. And, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, feeling good tonight. Right.
The topic would be schools. Schools, primarily in Harbor Beach.